2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The coronavirus. Special coverage with David Dujanovic.
It's the controversy of the morning. The controversial country concert in Kaysville has been yanked. It's moving to Grantsville. We broke the story here live on KSL News Radio. It happened about 8 o'clock this morning when it got a news release. It's going to be in Grantsville on May 30th. So we've been delving into this all morning long, and the controversy continues because we've got two camps. We've got the folks, the listeners, who say, no way. It's too early. We're still in the middle of a pandemic to go to a concert and to even hold a concert. That this virus will have a party at the concert right alongside all the people jamming out to Colin Ray. The other camp is, you know what, we got to get businesses back and running. And it's the Utah Business Revival Group that has been planning this. And they say they're going to have 300 different businesses there. And people are going to come. And this venue in Grantsville can hold 10,000 people. Throughout the show, we've talked to Colin Ray's manager. Says that it sounds like, you know, we're still going to have the concert in Grantsville. We've also talked to the organizer, Eric Moutsos, who says he doesn't care if it's permitted or not. He's going to hold the concert in Grantsville now, and asked him why he moved out of Kaysville. It just sounded like this was a better venue for him, and that I asked him right out the gates if he'd been pushed out of Kaysville, and he said, no, I haven't been pushed out of Kaysville. We also talked to Kaysville Mayor Katie Witt, who earlier this week told us she's standing by the Constitution, and this concert was going to be held no matter what in Kaysville, and then all of a sudden it got moved to Grantsville. And so we got on the line and we said, okay, did you lose the concert, or what's up?
It's actually a great opportunity for the Business Revival to have a larger location, and they can actually help more small business people. So it's actually a win for them. And so I wish them good luck. And I think that it's still great that Colin Ray is coming, and that's going to be a better venue to have it at.
And I asked her, will she pack up the car and go to the Colin Ray concert 54 miles away in Grantsville? And she said, yeah, sounds good to her. So let's get council member John Adams on the line with us live. The Kaysville City Council had pushed back on the mayor. Good morning, councilman.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm wondering if you stood up and cheered when you found out Grantsville's getting this concert.
Well, I can't say that I cheered for Grantsville. I've really felt like this has never been about the Constitution. I've compared this to someone deciding that they wanted to support the Barnum and Bailey Circus and decided they were going to have a circus on the road in front of your house. And don't worry, it's a public road. So it's my constitutional right to bring lions and tigers and all kinds of circus animals right in front of your house. And if they escape and run in your yard, you know, you just stay in your house. You should be fine. I mean, there's a reason that we have permits for these types of things. And this has never been about the Constitution, never been about your First Amendment rights. We all support those. It's been about just a blatant ignorance to permits and codes. And just baffles me. I was discouraged to hear the promoter Eric this morning slam my city, and although I'm glad that the political circus that the mayor has brought upon our city is leaving, I still would wish the best for the people of Grantsville, that they can also be able to stand up for what this is, which is it's a concert, not a political, not a constitutional right issue.
John Adams is a councilman up in Kaysville. Of course, Kaysville, the center of controversy. It's been a national news story for the last several days now. We've covered it here on KSL News Radio in depth, even on the Dave and Dujanovic show throughout the week. We're covering it again today. The concert in Kaysville, the country concert in Kaysville, moving to Grantsville. When I had the mayor on the show with me in the 9 o'clock hour, Councilman Adams, she said that this was a win-win and just replayed that audio clip. Did the mayor win on this, or did she come out a loser on this?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, I think that she sure has put the people of Kaysville through a lot of unnecessary grief and brought a lot of heat and from a council standpoint, I think that it has not been a win for this to happen or for this to even be brought up. I'm not sure what she was thinking, but it certainly is a win for my constituents. I received over 120 emails from people who were concerned, mothers and people who were concerned that this was going to be a devastating thing for our city. And so I'm glad that it's gone the way it has, but still discouraged that it had to happen.
When I talked to the mayor earlier, she indicated that she's going to put her efforts now towards having that July 4th celebration in Kaysville that was earlier canceled. And then there was all kinds of confusion and controversy because that was canceled, but yet this concert was supposed to happen May 30th. Will that July 4th celebration go forward if you have your way?
Yeah, well, it almost sounds like we're the mayor's selling flip-flops here in Kaysville. So if you need sandals for the summer, come on out. I mean, look, the 4th of July and some of those events, this is the county, the whole Davis County and all of the mayors that in all of Davis County that decided and I believe that Mayor Witt was one of the voices in saying that we needed to cancel the 4th of July events. There's a lot of stuff that goes into planning that. I've spoken to the chief of police here in Kaysville about what the effect it would have on us as a city if we were the only ones in Davis County that had 4th of July events and how that would impact him. And boy, he had a lot of concerning things to tell me about what happens when only one city participates in celebrating events. I guess they have studies that have shown when people have fireworks and parades on days other than the 4th.
We all show up. Yeah, no, I would. I could see that. So, Councilman Adams, before I let you go, I am a big country music fan. I've been accused by a lot of our listeners today who want to go to this concert of just being too paranoid. And so I do have to ask a question on their behalf. And I wouldn't mind getting back to a concert sometime this summer if I felt like it was safe to do so, just not right now. When is the right time? When will you allow a concert to come to your city?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that based off of this, I've been reading articles about how they plan to get us back into holding these events. And I just, I say none of us have lived through this before. I mean, we can all be backseat drivers and look back and say we should have done this or we could have done this. But, none of us have known. And so I think being cautious like we have, I feel like that's always the right approach. And so I would hope that we could listen to statistics and what we're being told by people who are much smarter than me that are looking at these numbers and trying to figure out the best way to get back. I don't think there's anybody that doesn't want to go back to the way it was, right? I mean, do you think there's anybody on this earth that doesn't want to go back to where we were before this virus? So I would just say, boy, I'm hoping that it's sooner than later, but I think we need to all do it together, and I think we need to do it in the right way and cautiously. And so I'm with you. I sure love country music, and Well, I'd love to have Colin Ray here any other time where it makes sense and we can get the right permits and people can say, yeah, that's a safe way to do it.
Hayesville City Councilman calling in live here on the Dave and Dujanovic Show to defend his city. Defend his city council and the idea of not wanting to hold the concert in Kaysville. It's moving to Grantsville, as you first heard here on KSL News Radio. Hey, straight ahead, I'm looking forward to my conversation with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. She's going to fill us in for the class of 2020. Guess what? You might still get to play spring sports. We're going to go in-depth straight ahead.
Dave and Dujanovic.